Coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance amidst it all, the all share down just over 1%. As you can see there, the Industrial 25 bulk off the pressure point today, trading 1.7% in the red. Resources 10 component losing close enough to 1%, and Financial 15 pulling back 0.4%. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the equity space, Devin Shute from the Robert Group. Thanks so much, Devin, for joining us this evening. So we've had Trump on Twitter and that setting off negative sentiment. Yes. Where, you know, for this week, the hope was that we would see Chinese delegates and their plan to travel to Washington emerge in some kind of deal being struck, and now markets caught on the back foot.
Yeah, it's amazing how two tweets can wrong foot the markets, really shattered the calm that we've had over the last 2 weeks or so. You saw the volatility index spike over 40% from last night. So yeah, really a lot of concern, as you said, about is this deal going to be reached? Is it brinkmanship? You've got two political leaders who really used to getting their own way, and now we're getting to the sharp end of negotiations, and I think there is this posturing. Warren Buffett came out today, quite interesting, or last night, and said a good negotiating tactic is to go into the negotiations appearing half crazy, and that's really what it feels like. Is this, you know, we were close, the delegation was on their way to Washington, and now we've put some last constraints in there. So markets not liking it at all.
Yep, absolutely. Driving markets crazy and mad themselves. In the meantime, we've got, our local general elections also adding to, some of the X factors or risk factors that could potentially move us in either direction. Are you fastening your seatbelt and preparing for a potentially volatile trading week ahead, given the fact that we've got that playing out in the global arena and general elections set to emerge locally?
Yeah, look, I think the way these tariff negotiations are going, I think those could have more of an impact. But you're definitely seeing this kind of wait and see approach from markets, low volumes going into Wednesday. I think it may be a non-event, but I think what will be more persistent is the inherent problems within the ruling party and how they're going to engender policy certainty with those divides in ideology going forward. So,
because for now, markets are banking on policy certainty, more policy certainty
right.
to emerge post the election. But you've got the ANC's Inokaranguana this weekend talking about the fact that they want to see banks start prescribing
yes.
assets, and that throws things off kilter in a very big way.
Completely, and this is this ideological tussle that we continue to see, and I don't think that's going away anytime soon. So my sense is probably the elections will come and go. The results will probably be more or less what is expected, but I think definitely the hard work, the reforms, are the reality is going to come home very quickly, and I think there's no quick fix there. And I think, markets may have a short-term rally. You may see asset prices rally. You may see the currency rally. But to get that growth rate really ticking over at the right pace is going to take longer than expected.
Absolutely. And like you say, you could initially see, a rally come through on South African assets. How long that lasts, another question altogether. Already we've got the rand having overtaken the Turkish lira
yeah.
as the most volatile emerging market currency on a one-week basis. So that's certainly interesting. Amidst it all, as risk aversion takes hold, company news filtering through
yeah.
nevertheless. A redefined international out with numbers today. Your overall impressions of what they've put on the table?
Yeah, tough conditions, right? But I think a pretty reasonable set of results, growing those distributions by about 4% in the interim period, and they've committed to that for the final period, so that's good. You do have arrears starting to escalate, vacancies starting to escalate, so a really sign of the times there. I think they're not doing a bad job of managing it. The net asset value of the portfolio is marginally higher. But yeah, the tough times, and I don't see those times getting easier anytime soon.
Yeah, but managing the situation nevertheless.
Yes.
How are you rating Famous Brands' management of
yeah.
GBK?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's still, the pain just continues, doesn't it? So, there's more impairments coming through there. That macro environment is definitely under a lot of pressure, as we well know. They're facing a lot of uncertainty with Brexit And as a result, there's also just competition in that premium burger space. So, you know, local operations doing okay, operating profits were flat, which I guess is acceptable. But yeah, definitely those big losses coming through from GBK.
Yeah. Are you surprised at the stepping down of Guy Hayward as CEO from Massmart? Because it's within a very pressurized environment.
Yeah.
And no one quite sure the reasoning or rationale behind his stepping down just yet.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of information, you know, from the reason for the man who took over, from Grant Patterson. Look, you've got to remember Walmart is also watching very closely, although they're not actively involved. That deal happened in 2011. So I think there is some pressure coming through. I think Guy did a good job in kind of the value-added space. He also, there was a group logistics services that he put together for it. So I think there were some positive contributions. But yeah, now they're in the market, they're looking for a replacement, and we're going to be watching that closely.
Well, all the companies we've discussed today showing just how, you know, what kind of pressurized operating context they're having to maneuver in. Are you managing to find a stock pick amongst them all?
Yeah, look, I mean, there are opportunities. Valuations are definitely depressed, particularly in the kind of SA Inc. space. We do invest heavily offshore as well. So that's where we're seeing a lot of real good risk-adjusted opportunities at the moment.
Let's leave it there, Devon. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Devon Shute is with the Robert Group. Are you managing to find a stock pick amongst them all?
Yeah, look, I mean, there are opportunities. Valuations are definitely depressed, particularly in the kind of SA Inc. space. We do invest heavily offshore as well. So that's where we're seeing a lot of real good risk-adjusted opportunities at the moment.
Let's leave it there, Devon. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Devon Shute is with the Robert Group.